I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. President Biden has responded to Republican governors who are vowing to fight his vaccine mandate plan.
I am so disappointed that particularly some Republican governors have been so cavalier with the health of these kids, so cavalier with the health of their communities. This is we're playing for real here. This isn't a game.
Part of the president's six-pronged plan will require businesses with more than 100 employees to make them get vaccinated against COVID or submit to weekly testing. To some Americans, it's a necessary crackdown to end the pandemic, but others see it as government overreach. Governors from Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona immediately pushed back against the president's plan on social media. And the Republican National Committee has promised to sue the Biden administration. A Florida appeals court has reinstated the governor's ban on mask mandates in schools. Governor Ron DeSantis' office filed an emergency appeal earlier this week after a lower court ruled that schools could start requiring students and staff wear face coverings. Today's court decision means school districts can once again be penalized for enforcing mask mandates. DeSantis' office had already withheld funding from two school districts and had plans to do so to 10 more before the lower court's ruling. DeSantis has consistently argued that it should be up to parents to decide if their kids wear masks, not school officials. And tomorrow marks 20 years since the September 11th terror attacks. As the nation pauses to reflect, New York City leaders are ramping up security.
20 years later, we feel it just as sharply, which is why we are resolved. We say never again. We're resolved to ensure that terrorists never can perpetrate such an act in this city again.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers should expect to see an increased presence of law enforcement all over the city. But he stressed there are no credible threats at this time. The ceremony at Ground Zero will allow families to participate in person for the reading of victims' names. Last year, it was pre-recorded due to COVID. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September 11th, 20 years ago. Memorials will take place at each attack site, Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and the site of the Flight 93 crash in Pennsylvania. Newsy will bring you those events as they happen. Join us for powerful reporting and an opportunity to reflect two decades later. Our coverage starts tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.